This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. There's been quite a change in the flow of migrants back and forth across the Mexican border. For the first time in 40 years, there are now as many Mexicans going home as there are coming to the U.S. Part of that's because of the sluggish economy here. Part of it's because of stricter immigration laws here. But part of it is because the Mexican economy has finally picked up after two decades of mediocre growth. Problem is, that growth is uneven at best, as Monica Ortiz Uribe reports.
Border crossings during the holidays are chaos. In Nuevo Laredo, Mexico, travelers haul truckloads of stuff, from bicycles to lawnmowers and a multitude of toys. Most are going back to Mexico for a long vacation. Others are returning for good, like Ariel Espinosa, a self-employed construction worker from Florida.
The construction business start go down, and I don't see anything to start recover the whole business. I lost one house, cars, and properties.
In good times, Espinosa was making $40 an hour. That's dropped to 12, not enough to pay his bills and support his family. So after 18 years, he's moving back to Mexico.
And as the goal, when you move to United States, the better life, but right now, it's hard.
Mexico's economy is growing at about 4% per year, according to the International Monetary Fund. That makes it one of Latin America's more robust economies. But much of Mexico's growth is concentrated in trade and manufacturing, and these aren't the industries where low-skilled returning migrants are easily absorbed. Most are going back to farming, construction, or to open a small shop at home. Many returnees will face a struggle. At a school in the small town of Pastoria in the central state of Zacatecas, a teacher gives her students a science lesson. Zacatecas has a long history of sending migrants to the United States. But lately, the tide has turned. In the last few years, this school has enrolled 43 new children whose parents moved back from the United States. Magali Lopez Ruiz is the mother of three of those children. They moved from Virginia a year ago after her husband got deported.
Y si a veces sacaba 600, 800 dólares, a veces llegué a sacar hasta 1,000 dólares.
In Virginia, Lopez says she made at least $600 a week cleaning apartments. Now she's unemployed, and her husband works in the fields, making about $10 a day. Other families at the school are in similar situations, barely making ends meet. The benefits of Mexico's economic progress haven't quite reached its rural areas, according to Rodolfo García Zamora. He's an economist who specializes in immigration at the Autonomous University of Zacatecas.
La migración ha sido
in the absence of domestic opportunities, Mexico's rural working class sees immigration as the only way to get ahead.
That's because returning migrants are going back to a Mexico that's similar to the one they left. Some are lucky. They're returning with savings or to a home they built with remittance money. But half the population in Mexico still lives in poverty. Startup loans are hard to come by, and monopolies in everything from milk to telecommunications discourage budding entrepreneurs. Until those things change, some economists say migration north will likely continue. Back at the school in Pastoria, children blow up balloons to play a game of darts. Those who hold American passports don't plan on staying in Mexico long. One student, Christopher Acosta, says his future is back in the United States.
We're going to go back when we're a little bit more older. Like in high school, we're going to leave.
In Zacatecas, I'm Monica Ortiz Uribe for Marketplace.